So the North Coast is definitely performing. You want some non-ed action, you're going to head north, right? I mean, it's not to say the South doesn't have fish. Trust me, the South does have fish.
Fishing has been good. It's definitely on the uptick and it's definitely getting better and better.
It's been a remarkable last week of fishing.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, the coastline is rocking, exactly what the title says. KZN is rocking with fish right now. So whether you are chasing that rock out, whether you are chasing the bream, the snook, the garrick, the cob, the sharks, we have it. It's all here in KZN. And you know what? This weekend is poised to be absolutely fantastic. In fact, hopefully you are listening to this podcast this Thursday afternoon, because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and into next week, we are back. That transition period seems to be over. Yes, there are going to be one or two iffy days, but we've got more good days than bad days, and we are getting the fish out here in KZN. So we're going to get into it, right? My reporters has the lowdown of absolutely everything that's happened over this past week. They were talking to the competitive guys. They were talking to the social guys. They were talking to the tackle stores. They know exactly what's going on. They filtered it down to me, and I'm going to deliver it to you. So brace yourself, guys. We are going to be in for some fishing this weekend, but before we get into the report, guys, shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, let's get into this week's KZN Fishing Report, starting off in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler, where they are loving the fishing right now. More so Mike V, as Brad did have some challenging days out there, but he still got the fish. Here is their report of exactly what's happened and what is predicted to happen over the next couple of days.
How's it, guys? It's been a remarkable last week of fishing. The Oaks had wanted edibles, and edibles pitched up with gale force speed. Guys that wanted edibles got lovely edibles. Yeah, it was a very good week for rock and surf. From some good-sized honeys and some brilliant-sized sandies to grey sharks to spinners to some lovely brush, bronze bream, shad. The guys have been getting bits and pieces of everything. The Oaks on the Durban North beaches got a couple of lovely honeycombs, a couple of lovely sandies, the odd diamond in between. And the guys looking for the reef fish did find some brusher. They found some stumpies, found a good couple of cave bears, things like that. So yeah, there was some lovely stuff done and happening in the past week on the rock and surf. We just hope it carries on. With the weather that's coming, we should be getting some good bite Thursday, Friday. If the weather stays like they're showing at the moment, it should be good. But I don't see it being a miss. I see it being an absolute hit. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, a lot of garrick, a good couple of snooks still out there. Those are getting bite all over the show. Those that are putting in the time are getting some lovely fish. Big garrick too. Saw a picture of one, must be maybe 16 to 18 kilos. A lovely fish. The Oaks are still getting their dogger, still getting their heelback, all that sort of thing. So the Oaks are having a good time out there. The Bay, a little bit quiet still. A lot of grunter, but juveniles. We're waiting for the big ones to come in. A couple small kingies here and there have been around. I saw a lovely pick of one that went 5.2. So yeah, there are some nice kingies around. The guys just got to put in some time and effort then. I'm sure as the spring goes through, we'll be getting the bigger ones in soon. Thanks, guys. Have a great time.
Good day, guys. It's Brad. Yeah, Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, as we all know, off Durban, the weather's been quite atrocious for the last week. So a couple of days we did manage to get out. Yeah, we managed to get some half carb, some nice soldier swingers, a couple of nice, really good rock art, Captain Fines in the deep. There's also been a couple of snook off Blue Lagoon, Ngani area, off the Schlonga River. There's been quite a few garrick in that sort of vicinity. The weather's looking a bit better. Speak to you guys all again next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Now, guys, I just love the way Mike V started that off. The fish have come through with gale force winds. You know, that is so refreshing to hear, because we've had some gale force winds that prevented us from fishing. However, the fish coming through in that speed is music to my ears. I absolutely love it. Great stuff coming out of Durban. Now, moving on to the freshwater side, moving up to the Midlands, we are with Jan, where it hasn't been the greatest of weeks. Yes, there were some trout, there were some fish. What happened to the bass? Lord only knows. But you know what? Jan is going to tell us a bit more about it, and he's going to give us a bit of his theory behind this as well.
Hey there, guys. So after the blistering heat of last week and suddenly another little flurry of the white fluffy stuff, I say little, but it looks like a bit more than last week. So let's hope it has a greater effect. After the opening day of the trout river season on 1st of September, the weekend before, it seems that anglers have taken heed of conditions, as there was only a solitary river return from the NFFC river anglers. He said not too many fish around, but enough to keep things interesting. And a good couple of fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter, 13 to 15 inch, 33 to 38, and all the way through to the 15 to 17 inch, 38 to 43 centimeter brackets. Fish were taken on a mix of nymphs and dries, and water temperature was reported at 15 degrees. There were only a number of returns from the, well, a small number, shall I say, received from the NFFC Stillwater anglers. And it seems that pickings were slim with just a couple of fish here and there, but all of a fair size, sitting in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter class. It's no doubt the weather has had an effect, the rapid switching between hot and cold days, where we've gone from near 30 degrees into well into single figures, and a roller coaster barometric pressure has put the fish into a sulk. And after last week's Albert Falls Classic, it seems the bass are also taking a sabbatical, as there's literally been no news of anything being caught anywhere. That is, in the main news channels, that is. I'm pretty sure that not all of the fish have gone to sleep just like that, so no doubt some fish have been come to hand, but nobody's talking about it or showing anything. On the yellowfish front, there have been a few returns from the NFFC beat in the Umkumas River. Post last week's frontal system, plenty of small fish in the 79-inch, 18 to 23-centimeter class, and then with that spell of warmer weather, last weekend, water temperatures went up a couple of degrees and fishing took off, and good numbers of fish, again, but right the way up to 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48, and even a 19 to 21, 48 to 53 centimeter bracket. Fish are being taken on a mix of tadpole, caddis, and nymph patterns. Further north, must also be warming, but no news yet on Sterkfontein. The lemming run must be getting close. Guys, do stop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. So a mixed bag of reports on the freshwater side. Right now, speaking of that mixed bag of reports, we've had a mixed bag of weather. We've had some good days, some bad days, exactly what Jan has been talking about, right? And that brought us to our podcast that is coming out next Monday. We are talking about how to go and fish if the weather is not in your favor. So look out for that. That's coming out on Monday on ecr.co.za. Under the podcast tab, go and check it out, Angler News, our Monday Expert Series, where I with Ray Thompson, giving you exactly what we feel you should do when the weather is not in your favor. Now, moving up to the North Coast, it has been absolutely fantastic, guys. I got a report from Suvika that says the non-eds are on fire. Right now, the guys fish competition up there this weekend, and they were certainly rewarded with that non-edible action. He further goes on to say, Tugela and Ciola, lots of diamonds, lots of grays, and Blythedale, a ragged-toothed shark of 120 kilos, was landed. So the North Coast is definitely performing. You want some non-ed action, you're going to head north, right? I mean, it's not to say the South doesn't have fish. Trust me, the South does have fish. But for now, we're going to kick off that South Coast with Ray Thompson with exactly what's been going on from the Lower Stretch, and he even touches on what's been going on at Transkei at this moment.
Good morning. It's been lovely down there. That's been the hot spot. There's been some lovely cob caught down in Port St. John's area, as well as an odd couple of raggies. So the raggies definitely seem to be making their appearance with the northeasties that have been coming up. And yeah, a lot of bronze bream in the Transkei, again, Port St. John's north. From Port Edward all the way up to Shepston has definitely, without a doubt, been the hot spot for fishing this week. There have been a lot of bream around for those guys looking for edible fish. There's been quite a few shad, not too many, but quite a few shad around. Shirley Avenue, grey sharks, hound sharks, blue rays. So there's a lot of fish in edibles in that area. I know Trafalgar threw quite a few barbel as well as blue rays. So that area definitely this weekend was the hot spot as far as the south coast goes. The middle south coast, the Scottborough area, all the way through to pretty much Warners. Scotty threw quite a few fish on Wednesday, Sandies and that. The grey sharks have made their appearance down there. The odd blue ray coming out. Ilovo, a couple of small Sandies. and of course Warners itself, Baggies area. I've heard of a lovely honeycomb that was hooked and lost there. Quite a few sandies in that area. And of course, the grey sharks have pitched up in numbers in that area. Looking at the weather forecast for the next couple of days, definitely looking at the same pattern as what was happening on Wednesday as far as the fishing goes. Thursday evening, Thursday afternoon, the conditions are pretty much going to be the same as what they were on Wednesday. So go out there, target the sandies, the greys, the blues, they are around.
Great stuff, Mr. Thompson. A nice, good, detailed report of what's been going on down the South Coast. Now, staying in the South Coast, we are with Don Solomon, who's telling us about the spearfishing site, and it is finally looking fantastic. Guys, he was saying it needed a couple of weeks. That we have reached that point where the guys are going out, they're seeing fish, they're getting some fish. From the sounds of it, it's only going to get a lot better. But here is Don's report of exactly what happened down the South Coast. Well, should I say, underwater down the South Coast.
Good day, everybody. We've had absolutely beautiful diving, super clean. The reef, again, has just been absolutely alive with fish. Nothing special, just lots and lots of small fish around, but like big shoals of rubber lip and bronze bream and slinger. So it's been fantastic diving, but yeah, nothing to write home about with no big doggers or no game fish around. So yeah, it's been fantastic just to have those awesome conditions. I did dive over the weekend. I saw a few massive ribbon tail rays. That was cool to see. So yeah, looking ahead, the clean water is still in town. We've just got some really weird swell like popping up all over the place. Yeah, I think it's looking like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is going to be pretty good. Sunday looks like a bit of an onshore, which is not ideal, but if the clean water's around, it's always just great to get in and see what's happening on the reefs. So yeah, that's it for this week. Thanks very much.
Cheers for that, Don. Thank you so much for that report. I'm glad to hear that the diving has been picking up and getting better and that we can expect more reports coming through next week, especially if the weather is looking that way for this weekend. Now, guys, down the South Coast, there is someone I want to pay tribute to, right? I mean, I don't do this all the time, but every now and then, you know what, you got to mention an angler that we lose in the industry because it's a brotherhood, right? And this week we've lost Pete Clarkson. Pete has been a popular figure down the South Coast, right? I mean, so our condolences goes out to Johan and his family on the loss of his dad. Now, the reason why I'm talking about Pete is that, you know, I go out every Saturday morning to check out the water conditions, to see what's going on, to update you guys with, you know, where we should possibly go and fish and what the water's like so we know what to prepare for. And every Saturday morning, there are a bunch of guys that I see. Some of them are the regular guys. And Pete Clarkson was one of those guys down the South Coast that was an all-round fisherman. So you're not going to know whether you're going to see him on the freshwater or the saltwater, but a lot of guys knew him. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that, you know, like I'm saying, I go out on a Saturday morning. There's a couple familiar faces that I see that I chat to. And you know, there will be that time when we're not going to see them. And unfortunately, this is that time for Johan's family. And, you know, my heart goes out to them because I know what it's like to have that brotherhood in the fraternity, to see that regular fisherman and always say, how's it? And, you know, have a chat about what's been going on and what his week was like. And it's this kind of thing that makes me feel that fishing is, there's a brotherhood, in, you know, factor in this. There is, it's a fraternity where we almost become family members. We kind of see our fellow fishermen more than we see our cousins. Some people, sometimes it's more often than we would see our own siblings, you know, so we get attached to that familiar face that we see on the beach in the morning or at the lake, you know, the usual guys. So Pete was one of those guys and he will be missed. So you know what? Our condolences goes out to another brother, a friend, a father figure in the fishing industry. So my message to you is that when you are out this weekend or whenever you are going out fishing and you see that regular angler out there on the pier, on the beach, on the edge of the dam, say, how's it? You know, and appreciate that time you share with the guy because We are fortunate to be in a spot where we can really connect with someone, spend hours with them, and, you know, form a really good, strong, solid friendship. Now, speaking of friends, my friend Adam has a fishing report of what's been going on down the south coast. And guys, trust me, there were some fish out there.
Good day. Well, down our side, or our neck of the woods down on the lower south coast, fishing has been good. It's definitely on the uptick, and it's definitely getting better and better as the days are going by. We've got Kishan with an awesome bream on light tackle. We've got Dinesh Maharaj with another bream close to Orange Rocks. We've got Darren with a nice bronzy. So definitely one of the target species that are starting to show up more and more. We've also had Tershi getting himself a very nice cob, as well as he's known as the cob slayer. It looks like Sandspit area is also another spot to maybe try for those. You know, the slightly bigger cob, but again, just remember it is a bit of a dodgy spot sometimes there. So just have your wits about you. We've had a little bit of shark action off Margate Pier from Hammers and Greys as usual, with the odd shad bite in between. And we've had down Marina Beachside quite a bit of garrick popping up there. So there's definitely been an uptick in terms of your better edible species. There's also been quite a bit of bait fish on the water. So a few carantines and pinkies about for the youngsters to give their hand at, you know, trying to catch just a fish for dad to maybe put out a live bait for maybe that bigger fish. And there's been a couple of blacktails around. So things are definitely hotting up. Now, in terms of the deep sea side, I had some mates recently fish off Port St. John's on the boats. And they got some garrick, they got cob, and they got grunter. So very nice to see those fish still hanging around that side. Port Edward, we've had a bit of cracker, and the bottoms have been pretty good. And moving up towards Shelly Beach, it's been just your average again. A couple of smaller tunas and some decent bottom fish, slingers, scotchies, that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's definitely better. And I see with this weather forecast, we're going to have quite a few days of sort of mild northeasterlies blowing into a nice calm southwester for this up and coming weekend, Banesh. So looks like this weekend's going to be epic for fishing. Let's just hope that it stays that way. Otherwise, everybody stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. What a way to round off the show, my buddy. That was fantastic. So guys, as you can see, the coastline is rocking. Exactly what we are saying on our title. Now, next week, right, I mentioned this earlier, I'm going to say it again because it is completely apt right now, because I just saw a message from a buddy of mine that was fishing down at the basin, and you know what, he's been bombarded by the wind, he weathered the storm, it was raining, it's Wednesday afternoon, and it was pretty uncomfortable for the guy, right? And that's what our podcast is about on Monday, our expert series. It's about how to fish, or what you should try and do when the conditions are not in your favor, whether it's the wind or the tide or the barometric pressure or the moon phase, whatever it may be, we've got some solutions for you. So you want to listen to that. But for now, guys, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it is going to be fishing days. As you can hear from our reports, our guys are saying there are fish around. There is non-eds, there are eds, there are small fish, there are rockfish, there are huge fish, there are pelagics. Get out there and share those catches with us. Send it to us. Send it to info@anglernews.co.za. I would love to see it. And when you are out there, and if these fishing reports got you into the feeding zones, if it got you into KZN's hottest feeding zones, please share this content with everyone. Share it with your fellow anglers. Like I said earlier in the show, it is a brotherhood out there. We are in a fraternity where we need to spread the love. And speaking about love, guys, I am loving my new ride right now. It is the new angler vehicle sponsored from CMH Pinetown, the guys from Photon. I am driving the new Photon. So when you see me on the road, you'll see this big angler new sign on it. And it has got, like, you know, all these cool little stickers and things. But it's just the coolest looking van out there right now. Give us a hoot and ask us, hey, where's the fish? Because that's what I'm out there for, right? Where is the fish? So, you know what? Shout out to my new sponsors on my vehicle. More than anything else, say how's it? Because, hey, it's a brotherhood. Now, guys, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.